Sydney mechanic Harry Sarkissian knows his cars, but he says even he couldn't avoid the biggest product recall in Australian history.
The previous car that I had was a BMW, and the current one is a Mazda. So European, Japanese, yeah, it's affected them both.
4 million vehicles in Australia have been impacted by the federal government's recall of potentially defective Takata airbags. That's 2 in every 7 vehicles. The defect can cause the airbag to explode, propelling shrapnel into drivers and passengers. It has led to at least 23 deaths globally, including one in Australia, and hundreds of injuries. After an underwhelming response to a voluntary recall last year and strong advice from the consumer monitor, the ACCC, the government has ordered an unprecedented compulsory recall. Assistant Treasurer Michael Sukkar has told reporters it's an essential move.
We believe the action we're taking today is mitigating the risk to the greatest extent possible. Requiring 2.3 million airbags to be recalled and replaced within the period we've outlined is very ambitious, but we think achievable.
Ford, Holden and Volkswagen are some of the new car makers on the list. In all, 25 manufacturers are affected. The National Roads and Motorists Association's Peter Currie says car owners should contact the manufacturers themselves.
Proactively call your manufacturer to check. This is a serious safety issue. It's one of those recalls we encourage people not to ignore, and book your car in as quickly as possible.
The recall will be done on a rolling basis, decided by the degree of urgency. Vehicles more than 6 years old are at higher risk. So are those in hot and humid areas like the Northern Territory and far north Queensland. The location of the airbag inside the vehicle is also a factor. ACCC Chairman Rod Sims says vehicles fitted with Alpha Takata airbags are at immediate risk.
They're a minority, but it's critical that those airbags be taken out. And if anybody's got an Alpha airbag, they stop driving the car immediately because there's a 1 in 2 chance of misdeployment with those badly made airbags.
All defective airbags need to be replaced by December 2020, with manufacturers bearing the cost of the recall. If any faulty airbags cannot be replaced within 24 hours of drivers taking their car to a dealership, they are entitled to a hire car. The United States and Asian jurisdictions have taken similar action, with more than 100 million vehicles recalled worldwide. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.